BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Tuesday morning. Judge Rinder throws some shade at both of us, but particularly me, on Real or No Real. What a legend. Also, Nicole Scherzinger joined us. It ended up with Sprout and us talking about Chris's beauty vlog. More on that tomorrow. And yes, it's really happening. I'm doing Strictly Come Dancing. No, really. Craig Revel Horwood came in for the big announcement.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
That was Maps, and we also play Katie B. Katie on a Mission. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy is off, but back next Monday. I find it incredible that people are listening to us this early while sweating it out in a gym. That's from Lizzie, who's just texted that. She's been going in the gym since 6 this morning. It's now 6:42. I think that is admirable work.
And I'm slightly disappointed, though, if I'm honest.
What, do you want her to start at 4?
No, it's not the timing thing. Like, respect for being in the gym, but she's clearly one of those that is texting in the gym. And even I know that's a bad thing.
Oh, you can do a little bit, though.
I think it's all right to contact a radio station, isn't it?
Yeah, but she's probably just done, like, a really big leg workout, or she's probably doing it at the time, so it's allowed. Mate, we're never going to be in the gym ever at 6 a.m. in our lives. So that's why I'm saying, shout out to all the gym goers who are listening this morning.
And early joggers, of course.
All the joggers. I saw about 3 on my way in this morning. It's like, seriously, do it like 2 hours later.
Showing off.
It is showing off a bit. Also, good morning to Tom Holmes, who's got an exam at 9:30 this morning. Good luck with that. We've got Sarah, who was on one of those flights that I was on Sunday night, and they did play the fanfare. You know, it's one of those budget airlines where if you land it goes. However, mine didn't do it when I landed from Morocco on Sunday night. Do you know why? Because ours was late.
Right.
And they only do the fanfare if the plane is on time, and we really weren't.
They won't blow their own trumpet unless it's worth it.
Unless they need to.
Yeah.
That's it. Hello to lots of people who are saying, just feel the need to point out that Bert and Ernie are off Sesame Street. Yes, they're still Muppets, though. Don't get me started. In half an hour from now, we've got Judge Rinder off of ITV playing Real or No Real. So much sass. He's the new daytime TV judge. You know that we're a little bit obsessed with him. And he's going to be on playing Real or No Real from his holiday home at 7:15.
I appreciate that we've been able to watch some Judge Rinder because obviously it's the breakfast show, so then we can watch it in the day. But what was quite nice is it was on at the weekend as well, as like a kind of catch-up thing. So I noticed loads of people messaging all about Judge Rinder then. So I think people are now across it. He's right involved.
And also you can literally get all of the old episodes on their ITV player thing, so yeah, I mean, there's no reason not to escape Judge Rinder now, because he's everywhere. And he's on this show at 7:15.
This is the UK's official number one. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Judge Rinder.
Hello, Scott Mills. How are you?
I'm really good. You okay?
I'm sort of not above averagely ill. I'm sitting in a back office in a cafe, because I'm on holiday, which seems to be the only working landline. And it sort of has all of the sort of charm of a prison and all of the decorative quality of an airline salad.
Oh, okay.
I've been better. Sort of whirring sound in the background, which is mildly alarming. Anyway, hello, how are you? Thank you for watching the show.
I feel like we're in your court. This is incredible.
Good. Yeah, you've been watching it. I hope you've learned a huge amount.
We have, actually. This is my friend Chris.
What's the most important lesson you've learned, apart from not to lend money to your friends, including that Will character who just telephoned me, who sounds incredibly dubious?
Oh, yes, that's the producer of the show.
Yeah, he likes quiche.
He likes quiche?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I'm quite scared of you, Judge Rinder.
That's probably why. Hey, what do you mean he likes quiche?
He had some quiche for breakfast.
Who likes quiche after 1988? I don't understand.
This is what we want.
I was saying, you know, you're sort of a vicious aunt comes round to your house with. Do you know what I mean? Or somebody that sort of, who makes, I don't mean to offend quiche makers. Actually, I do, don't I, really?
Yeah, you do.
Completely disingenuous. Yes, I do.
So, the show is a hit in the afternoon on ITV, isn't it?
because people enjoy it, they're learning something from it, they're seeing legal disputes, and most people have had a legal dispute or sat there at some point and thought to themselves, you know, I wonder whether I can sue my friend who owes me money or a car that's gone wrong, and because it touches all of our lives to some extent, they want to know whether they've got any legal remedy, and if we can throw in a dash of entertainment, which I hope we do, I think that's the formula, and that's why I think it works.
The more we get to see you, the more I'm learning more about what you like and what you don't like. And it seems to me that if people don't bring evidence, that really annoys you.
You know, you have to be above averagely stupid to come to court without evidence. I mean, the difficulty is, this is a legal show in which I base my judgments on pure legal fact, and therefore I can't do anything for anybody if they say I borrowed money from somebody and they've got no evidence to prove it, particularly if I think they're lying. You need evidence. It's amazing how many people are so stupid that they don't do that.
Stupid!
I know, but there are. I mean, it's the most shocking thing.
Have you kind of modelled yourself on anyone? Have you looked at old tapes of Judge Judy and thought...
I really haven't. I mean, I saw a couple of them on YouTube. Mm. And she's fantastic. I mean, I'm not just saying that. You know?
She is good, yeah.
Sort of one TV judge saying to another, isn't she wonderful? She's brilliant, and the quality of her judgments are bang on with the ones I've seen. Mm.
We're loving your show, Judge Rinder.
I love you. Apparently I'm supposed to say I love you. I do love you, Scott Mills.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's huge.
That's big.
Judge, if you fell out of favour with Scott and you were going to put him down with one of your particularly sassy remarks, do you want to just have a go? Let's say Scott...
Well, I don't know. I mean, the only thing is that somebody sent me a picture of him. I'm sort of drunk or somewhere in Ibiza, and he looked to me rather like the gay that style had forgot. I know nothing else. I mean, but what do I know? I mean, I'm sitting here in a back office, you know, wearing shorts. But that's all I know. I mean, that's nothing. I mean, you know, I don't mean to sort of upset the quasi-sisterhood or whatever it is. Oh, here comes the manager. Hello. Anyway, sorry. No, it's all right. Don't worry. Do carry on.
Okay, so you're in a cupboard in a bar somewhere.
No. I'm in the back office in where I'm on holiday with my better half.
Okay.
And this is the manager's office, and he very kindly let me use it. It's very, very sweet of him.
Okay, Judge Rinder, if you stay there, and we will play Real or No Real next.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Judge Rinder, we do this thing on our show called Real or No Real. We're very pleased for you to be part of it today. It's basically some facts which are...
to do with a Kardashian, because I didn't know what that was until the other day. I thought it was some sort of communicable disease.
No. I mean, some of them will be about celebrities, but it's very simple, OK? You just got to guess whether the fact we're giving you is real or made up. So real or no real. Are you ready, Judge Rinder?
I'm ready. Listen, as you know, I can smell a lie like a fart in a lift.
I know.
I've said that many times, but I need to look into people's faces and I need to hear the evidence. So I don't want people to think, in the inevitable event that I get all of these answers wrong, that that's going to in any way undermine my capacity to judge.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
it's just a guessing game, frankly. So here is your first one today on Real or No Real.
In Britain, all judges are lords.
That's certainly not true.
Are you a lord?
Not yet.
But you will be a lord.
I ought to be, don't you think?
Well, yes, 100%.
I think we should start a campaign on the radio.
Lord Rinder, I can hear
quite
it.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's certainly not true.
No. Well, there you go.
It's mildly sexist. There are lady judges as well. Some of them are terribly good.
I love the short, snappy, sassy answers.
Mm.
Thank you.
It's hard to give a counter view on that one.
Yeah, because it's not true.
Game over. No real.
That one is no real.
Yes, as Judge Rinder.
That's a happy relief.
Yes,
would
quite.
Would have been mildly embarrassing to have got that one wrong.
Yeah. And what about this one?
When Rita Ora took the ice bucket challenge, she nominated Calvin Harris and recommended that he pay the charity involved $1 million.
Oof.
Are you aware of...
Who are these people? Rita Ora and Calvin Harris.
Yes. Mm.
Now, they're exes, Judge Rinder.
She sounds like a clairvoyant of some sort.
No, she's a really quite famous pop star.
Oh, God. All right, there you are. And Calvin who? Calvin Klein?
Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris. I'm going to say that's true.
Okay, so the backstory is, he's a huge kind of superstar DJ, she's a pop singer, and until quite recently they were dating, and now it seems to have gone a little bit kind of...
Oh, this was like a vicious thing.
Bitter. I don't know, I mean, it just feels a bit sour to me right now.
What, so she said because she sort of felt sour grapes that he's going to donate £1 million. That was
yes.
thoughtful.
Yes.
Well, hell hath no fury like a Rita Ora upset by the sounds of things.
That's right, even though you've no idea who she is.
No idea who she is, no.
Or care.
Is that bad? It probably is. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. Like, if you're Judge Rinder, who cares? So Rita Ora and Calvin Harris, did she recommend that he pays £1 million to charity?
I think from what I've seen before, she doesn't talk about him at all.
No.
She in just fact, walked avoids off any when, question.
She just walked off when she got asked about him the other day, which is that's fair enough.
So I can't see this happening. No real.
Rinda?
If she's upset with a breakup and she's upset by a rich man that's upset her, then I suspect that that's the type of thing one might do as a quite amusing, retaliative thing to do, don't you think?
Yes.
Good word. So
you're saying real?
Yeah, if you'd broken up with Bill Gates after an unhappy night and you'd say, oh, it was a total disaster, and by the way, he's donated £5 million to charity, you might do that, mightn't you?
Yeah, that's true. OK. So Judge Rinder says real, Chris says no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, OK. And one more.
The first album bought by Ben from hairy Scottish rock band Biffy Clyro was Kylie Minogue's debut, Kylie.
What did you call it? What was the album?
Kylie Minogue's debut.
There was some other word. It sounded like some sort of horrible part of the body.
Biffy Clyro.
Busy Cairo.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Judge Rinder, at first thought, yeah. What's your first thought when I say the words Biffy Clyro?
What's my first thought?
Yeah.
I think it sounds like a part of the female anatomy that I've happily avoided for a rather long time. What's it called? Bushy Clyro.
Biffy yeah. Clyro. They're a Scottish rock band.
Do you want me to ask whether that's true or not?
No, that is true.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
That's true. But I'm asking you, was the first album bought by Ben from Biffy Clyro, was it Kylie by Kylie Minogue, the album?
Oh, well, I'm on the law of it. I'm going to say that's probably true. Because what kind of music do they do now? Are they sort of known for what sort of heavy rock thing?
Yeah,
quite
pretty
rocky,
much.
Yeah.
Oh, right, so it would be embarrassing. So I'm going to say that's true.
Okay. Do you own Kylie's debut album?
No, but I did buy when she the duet with Jason Donovan.
Yes.
But that was more for the album cover, I think, at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying real?
I'm going to say that's true, yeah.
And?
It would be an odd one for him to admit in an interview, I think. So no real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. Good. And we've got one last bonus fact here. Here it is.
The man chosen to officiate over Judge Rinder's wedding last year was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh.
Yes, that is true.
Oh,
is it?
I'm just giving it away, Judge Rinder.
Oh, have I ruined it?
No, that's fine. But do tell us the details.
That is true. Well, he's a very, very, very good friend. And we were getting married in Ibiza, and we asked him to officiate. That's kind of the story. And he very, very kindly agreed to do it, and I've known him for a very long time, and so he learned his lines beautifully, and he was very sweet, and it was a lovely event.
Wow, this is brilliant.
Mm.
Was it a nice day?
I was going to have him ordained as a rabbi, but I didn't have the time, unfortunately. I'm not sure. Plus, there are all sorts of various hoops one has to go through to do that, which I'm not sure he was prepared to commit to, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that was real.
Quite an experience.
What was an experience? No, it was a lovely event. It was very, very good.
So, at the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 30, Judge Rinder got 30. It was
so
a draw.
So it's a draw, Judge Rinder.
What
do you win?
Yes.
Nothing, just a place on this show.
Oh, well, that's good enough, I suppose. I mean, that's brilliant.
Yeah. When you come back from holiday, will you come in to see us?
Of course I will. I mean, what an offer. Of course I will.
Okay, that would be amazing
so
if you
kind
would.
Of you to ask.
Yes.
I think I need to do some revision of some kind. I better buy sort of a Heat magazine or something.
Maybe you want to do that. But we can talk you through it when you're here. You don't need
will
to
you?
Do that. Yeah, it's that easy.
All right.
Right, thank you very much, Judge Rinder. Come and see us soon. We love your show.
No, and I now am about to start loving yours.
Yes.
So
yes.
Thank you so much.
Can we be on Judge Rinder? How can we not be in the, what do you call it? It's not the crowd.
They're not really a jury, are they? Because it's you making the decisions.
There's a public gallery is really what it would be called.
Mm. Is it done in Manchester?
It is. It's filmed in Manchester.
Oh, yeah. We'd like to come and maybe if we could be in the public gallery one day, that would be awesome.
Come and watch, yeah. You'll actually, it's rather good because sometimes I don't know how I'm going to rule. Genuinely. I mean, the cases last rather longer than, of course, they're cut down to inevitably.
Yeah.
And so I'm very often feeding off what the public gallery's reaction is. And sometimes they'll get a sense of where the truth lies in a case quicker than I can. It rarely happens, but so come, you'll enjoy it. The cases are brilliant.
Yes, they really are. I mean, so many people are obsessed with this. And do you know what? Since we've been talking about it in the last week, so many people are getting onto it, and it's just getting bigger and bigger all the time. So thank you.
Thanks to your brilliant show. So thank you so much, Scott.
Oh, thank you, Judge Rinder.
That's kind of you.
Judge Rinder, can we play the theme tune that we made for you?
Yes, I've not heard it. And I've got, you know, of course, sort of random text from... In fact, I had a text from a judge, believe it or not, saying there's a theme tune about you.
Yeah, well, there is a little bit. It's to the... Do you know the song by Kesha called Timber?
No. If I said no, would it upset your listeners?
Not at all.
Okay, then no.
It's called Timber, but we've changed it too, because it's true. You are the queen of sass. Oh. He's slightly cam. His name's Judge Rinder. And that's it.
Oh, no, I do know that song. That's brilliant.
You know that one, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll do it better. Here we go. One, two, three. He's slightly cam. His name's Judge Rinder. And we just do that every time.
Is there a dance?
There will be.
Good. Okay.
That's okay. Excellent. All right.
I'm really looking forward to meeting you all and coming to see you when I'm back in the UK.
It'll be a lot of fun. Thank you very much, Judge Rinder.
Thank you so much. Have a brilliant day.
Thank you very much, Your Honour.
Thank you. Have a really great day.
All rise.
Thanks. The Scott
Mills Daily. There's so much going on today. We've already had Judge Rinder on Real or No Real. He's back on.
I love
him. Back on this afternoon on the TV.
Everyone's loving Judge Rinder.
I know. We need to get him on again. That's already happened. Nicole Scherzinger is in the building and she's going to be here and on Radio 1 in the next 5 minutes. Be nice to see Scherzi again. Also today, to fit in, it's our turn on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show to announce one of the Strictly contestants this year. So we've been told the official time for the announcement is 8:40 this morning. So
just today.
I know, just under an hour from now. The good news is that Craig Revel Hallwood, off of Judging, is making the announcement for us.
No way.
Yes. So he's going to be bringing the new contestant in with him. So we'll have them in the studio for a chat before 9 o'clock this morning. It's so crazy here today. The Strictly Come Dancing people won't tell anybody at all who it is. There's a film crew from BBC One coming in to film it for the launch, which is kind of stressing us out because we've got Scherzinger in and it's all going on. I don't think it's her. Has she done it? Oh, no, she's done the American one. But
has
we thought,
she?
Yeah, but we thought maybe because she was in already. But it's a no, I think. But they would say that, wouldn't they?
I'm concerned then that the musking is just going to annoy the situation. We've got a lot of people coming in and out today.
It really smells in here now. I mean, it's good, but it's overpowering because me and Chris have like, well, we've got loads of guests coming in. So we have...
Just keep spraying out of...
We maybe have overdone it slightly on the scent. But if you happen to be in London and you want to help us out, keep an eye out for any famouses being loaded into a blacked out kind of people carrier or whatever they drive.
What? Are you just trying to be like a showbiz correspondent?
Yeah.
Right.
Or maybe if you see any celebrities on Twitter going off for an early morning meeting, then let us know about it because we're desperately trying to find out who it is.
I swear I saw something with Pro Green.
We'll have a look at that.
On Twitter. He's up early. I saw a tweet from him.
So you know they're announcing the Strictly contestants one by one this year. So Frankie from the Saturdays was announced on BBC Breakfast. Simon Webb from Blue was on Good Morning Britain. Judy Murray off of Andy was announced on the Strictly Twitter account. Also announced, Alison Hammond off of This Morning. Tom Evans off of Rugby. Steve Backshall off of Animals. Dr. Zoe from Casualty, I love her. Max from EastEnders and Mark Wright. The team around here are being ridiculous about it, but we'll find out who it is at 8:40 this morning, and Craig Revel Hallwood is going to bring them in with him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, this is Breakfast, and good morning, Nicole Scherzinger.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
Fabulous. Now, I told all the listeners and Chris here to freshen up, especially for you this morning. So even though it's kind of early, the audience are all washed and ready for you, as you requested.
Appreciate that. Mom. It smells really nice in here.
Yeah, or is it overwhelming?
We think we maybe have overdone it a little.
No, it smells good.
Okay. Even one of our listeners, James from Stirling. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Chris, Scott, Nicole, and the Radio 1 listeners. Good morning, Nicole.
Oh, my goodness. I love your little accent.
How are you doing?
I'm so good. Where are you from?
I'm from Stirling in Scotland, and I got myself specially ready for you this morning.
Oh,
sounds weird.
Thank
what
you.
Do you mean?
Well, Scott and Chris were on the Radio 1 show yesterday telling the whole nation that you were coming on the Radio 1 show this morning. So I had that praying on my mind yesterday all day, and I thought, what am I going to do for Nicole coming on? The radio is a sort of special thing.
I hope you freshened up.
I did freshen up. I woke up this morning, I absolutely jumped out of my bed, sprung into the shower, got my favourite sort of shower gel on, washed myself all over, came out the shower, got myself towel dry, but especially got myself powdered.
Okay, good.
This is
weird. It's good to hear from you.
I got myself powdered. So I got myself all freshened up, and then I kept at the shower, and then I got my nice special aftershave on for Nicole. Mm-hmm. I don't know, can you smell it?
Yes.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's coming all the way from Scotland down to, I'm assuming you guys are in London just now.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Fresh.
This is all fine.
Yeah, absolutely fine.
The powder part got me.
Thanks, James. But you know what they say? No squirty, no shirzy.
Yes.
You know, we've all masked up for you this morning.
Oh. That's a new one. No squirty, no jersey.
there are some fantastic pictures of you out shopping in London on Sunday, because you know there will be photographers there generally, right? How long does it take you to get ready to go out, even before just a trip to the shops?
Oh my gosh! First of all, I wasn't even shopping. I was looking for an apartment.
Oh, sure.
I got ready like 15 minutes before.
Shopping for a house.
I just woke up.
Are you going to move here then? Say yes.
I'm going to be here this. I think so, for the holidays, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But why?
I can't tell you yet, Scott.
Oh, okay, so something's happening. It's a surprise.
Something's going on, and my mind is imagining 100 different things here.
Yes, well, here's what I think. So we have been told that we've got somebody who is doing Strictly Come Dancing coming in this morning. It's not you, right?
No.
Because we've been told it's not you.
No,
but that would be why you would be here, though.
I'm going to be here for the holidays just because I like it here. And
okay.
You'll see later on.
You did the American Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, I did Dancing with the Stars.
What was that like?
It was hard.
Really?
It was a lot of hard work. Everybody thinks it comes naturally for me, but if you watch it, you'll see I got very frustrated. It's really hard. I didn't let my partner, Derek Huff, take a break for 3 months. I didn't give him one day off.
Did you not?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Because I wanted every dance to be just an event and like something memorable.
Who were you on with? Who were the other celebrities?
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, amazing.
Love.
Yeah, love.
She taught me. She would always have a thing of Altoids. She'd be like, dinner? Like, okay, thank you.
What's Altoids?
Altoids, it's like a mint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'd have a mint for dinner?
But that she would.
Oh, wow.
That'd be my after-dinner mint. We had Pam, I'm forgetting now, a lot of great people on the show.
Well, I mean, just getting back to, like, you going out looking for an apartment, if that's what you look like after 15 minutes of getting ready,
I literally
that's
just
incredible.
Gotten up because I was jet-lagged, so I was like, I can't be late for this appointment. So, yeah,
okay. Do you know, I went to a spin class entirely inspired by you recently.
Yes.
Because I do look at your Twitter, and I saw on your Twitter that you go, and I thought that if I went maybe 3 times, I could look like that. It didn't happen. But it was the one where...
Did you really go?
Yeah.
We're going to go together.
Yes! You know when you're on the static bike, not going anywhere, but quite fast, and they give you kind of motivational words. I wanted to take you, do you remember?
Yes, I did. I sort of managed to get out of that.
And you have to close your eyes and let your mind take you to wherever it wants to go.
Yes.
And you can be that person.
Mm.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so motivating.
I don't understand this celebrity fitness thing. So you're on a bike.
Yeah.
And, going nowhere.
And you just what? You imagine...
Go really fast. And then sometimes you have to really crank up the resistance and
yes.
you go kind of slower. But it's really like going up a hill. It's really, right. really hard.
But it's quite an experience and a journey because you're first you're like, oh, whatever. And then like, it's really hard. And when you find yourself through like tough times, they're like, you can pull it out. And sometimes they make you,
really
like, you see your dreams
it?
In front of you and they make you, like, hold on to one handle on the right hand. You're like, bring it in. Pull it in. It's happening.
Everything. Are you a grunter, would you say?
Oh, my gosh. I'm an everything. I'm a wooer.
Yeah.
I'm a grunter.
Yes, they do make you woo as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think in America is fine, but when in London, everyone's like, I'm not wooing.
It's
what
like,
am I going to woo?
It's so freeing. It's liberating. When you're done, you're like, I can conquer the world.
Yeah.
You're sweating. You feel amazing.
I don't know whether we'd be comfortable in each other's situation like that. Do you
oh my
would
gosh.
You want to see me like that?
We're going in.
Right, okay.
We're going in.
That's a date.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Uh-huh. Now I'm going to be yelling at you. I'm going to be like, Scott!
Bring it in!
Feel the burn!
Bring it in!
Okay. Good morning, everyone, for those of you who just tuned in.
See, this is great. This is why I love Nicole Scherzinger. We're going to play your new song, which I'm very excited about, called On the Rocks. We're going to do that. We'll do that after 8. We'll play Twin Atlantic and Heart and Soul now. Nicole Scherzinger is with us on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You having a fun morning, Chris, with Nicole?
I'm just having such a strange time. Just going through all these videos from the VMAs.
Yeah.
With Nicole Scherzinger.
Just having a look through.
It's.
Why do you have Taylor Swift on repeat dancing?
Because you're obsessed with it.
I think we all are.
At least she's feeling the music in her own way.
She is. You said that you'll be here for the holidays. Does that mean you're doing something at Christmas?
I don't know. You'll have to wait and see, Scott.
Okay, something's going on. You've had an exciting time lately, though. I saw you went to the White House.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
I went to the White House. I got invited to represent Special Olympics because I'm a global ambassador for them. So that was awesome. Yeah. That was beautiful. Yeah. And I got to meet all the athletes and see the Obamas, obviously. And Katie, she performed and she did a wonderful job. So.
Yeah.
Did you use the White House toilet?
Yeah. And Jackie O, there's a painting of her right next to it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So exciting. And I'm imagining the toilet paper is good.
I wasn't like, you know.
Yeah, okay, but you saw it.
Yeah.
It'll have one of those posh folds.
Good quality.
Be one of those posh folds on the end, won't it?
Yeah, it will have a posh fold, yeah. Good quality, yeah.
Quality.
And Lewis was there? He's all good with him?
Yeah, I took him as my date.
Love it. Right, let's play your new song. It's called On the Rocks, Tell Us Everything.
That's what Mrs. always says. Tell me everything. this song is really personal to me, and I love it. I think it's a breakup song, so wait till you hear it. It's pretty much explains, like, when you hear it, like, you get it. And I just shot the video for it, and it's my favorite video I've ever done.
What happens in the video?
Some real
Really?
Shenanigans.
Really?
It's black and white. It's very cinematic, and I just wanted the video to just not feel like a music video and just really authentic and really raw and... It's good. I never say that about my stuff, but I'm like, this is good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Is this going to make me slightly emotional?
Yes, you're going to weep like a bib. And then you're going to be like, I'm never going to get on her bad side.
Yeah, oh no. Oh no, it's not like a Taylor Swift breakup song, is it?
No. This is all about girl power, this song. It's like very empowering.
Not like, I hate you!
No. No, just play the song, Scott. You'll get it.
Here it is. Nicole Scherzinger, On the Rocks, on BBC Radio 1. Is that allow me to serve this breakup on the rocks?
Mm-hmm, and allow me to serve you this breakup on the rocks. What?
It's wicked, isn't it?
Where's my ladies at?
I heard something about photoshopping you out of this picture.
Mm-hmm. Let that door hit you, you know what? I'm going to photoshop you out of this picture. You know what I'm talking about, Scott.
Yeah, I know. That was On the Rocks by Nicole Scherzinger. How's that feel, having that played?
It felt so good. I love this song. It's a very emotional and personal song for me, so... And you'll see that in the video, but I want all the girls and all the people out there who's ever been through a hard time in a relationship to put this song on repeat and just feel really empowered and
so that is
hold
about,
their head up high.
That is about one of your breakups.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah. But you seem to really care. It was amazing when that song was on. Like you, what's so nice to see is you proper care for this song.
Absolutely. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of when you've gone through something and you've went through a hard time with something and you could actually put it, you know, be creative and actually put it through something of good use and maybe inspire others and give other people strength. Mm. I'm really proud of it. I love it. And I can't wait for everybody to see the video and just be like, yeah, balls to the world.
Yeah. When do we get the video then?
In a few weeks, just a few weeks.
So. Okay. I'll tell you what, Nicole, it is going to be strange not having you on X Factor this year.
I know.
Because we, you know, over the last couple of years, it's just been the thing. And once again, like you do with your music, you get fully involved. One of the things I always remember is you dressed up in the Asda uniform, selling chicken jar mein.
Thank you.
My favorite was, didn't you go to that baker's? Didn't you go to
Greg's?
Yeah,
I wore a hairnet.
Oh yeah, you wore a hairnet.
Sausage roll, anyone?
Yes.
And have you been back since?
No.
Do you know what?
There's one really near here.
I heard a rumor they're doing pulled pork pasties now, which might be your kind of thing. I don't know if you're keen.
Sounds lovely.
Don't think it is. Is it boring sitting in that room for hours watching person after person come in with not much talent? I mean, there's occasional moments of genius, aren't there? But mostly it's just like, okay, here I am in Manchester. I've been here 8 hours. No one's walked in any good.
The thing is I'm so invested. So every time I see someone I'm rooting for, I'm like, let's do this. We can do it. And then I'm like, oh, wait, what's happening?
Yeah.
And what sucks is it's really great when you have someone really great and then someone who's really bad. But it's when they're just good. You're like, what do I do with this?
What, so kind of middle ground?
Yeah, they're not horrible and they're not fantastic. They're just like, in the middle.
Does that happen with a lot? And there are a lot of just okay people.
Yeah.
Right. That's quite annoying.
And I want to like inspire. I want to be like, keep singing in your room. No, I'm just joking. No, I loved being on this show, but it's all about the music now.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm really excited. I got some heavy, really cool stuff coming out before the release of the album that I'm really proud of.
When's the album?
Coming out in October.
October?
Yeah.
Writing this down.
I love that you're making notes.
I love it, me too. He made my notes.
It's really official, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm just
it
trying
is
to,
official. You should write it down too.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Everybody should write it down.
Album in October. That still doesn't tell us what's going on at Christmas.
I just want to narrow it down. My song.
Yeah, of course. That would be great on an X Factor live show, right? Mm. Think about it.
I got some stuff cooking up for you that you're not going to expect, Scott. So you just wait and see.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm. This new chapter in my life with everything. It's just I'm the most authentic I've ever been, and I've learned a lot the past few years. So I'm ready to come out swinging.
If you want to see us, by the way, I haven't even mentioned this yet, you can go to the Radio 1 website.
And we have ring lighting.
We have ring lighting. Can you explain what that is? Because we don't really know.
I didn't know what ring lighting was, and I was like, wow, y'all are fancy. Y'all have ring lighting.
It's just rings around, like, light
it's rings around the light. But I learned that from Pamela Anderson, because she refused to do any interview for Dancing with the Stars until she had ring lighting. So for one season, we all looked really amazing.
Yeah.
It is good, though, because everyone looks good in it, I think.
No, it doesn't improve me much.
Well, no, you're still really white. But
yeah,
for most people...
I heard you got the spray tan recently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
That didn't go well.
No, it was a horrible experience.
Now, Nicole, we have a theory that you can make even the most mundane of everyday tasks, like, for instance, washing your hair or eating a yogurt, look amazing. We have evidence of this. Is that something that you can teach? I'm not going to ask you to do it, but can you teach that? You know, like, where at the end where you've got that the cute little bit of yogurt on your nose and you're like, oh, like, can you teach that to somebody maybe like him?
Hmm.
Yeah.
There are tricks you do, I've noticed. Mm.
Yeah.
A little giggle.
Is it?
A little laugh. You got to believe in it as well.
Believe in what you're trying to make look sexy.
Yeah, like, hold it. Like, you got to hold it. You've got to embrace it.
Okay.
Cup it.
Cup
feel
it.
Touch it.
Wow. Do you want to try this?
I'm willing to cup it and touch it if Nicole is.
Okay,
so,
right,
so what we
you can watch this now on
the
Radio
1
website.
Talk about the yogurt, guys.
Okay, so I've got some sprouts here, Chris. I'm not going to ask you to touch
sprouts.
These.
Sprouts.
Okay, can you just like maybe teach him how to like don't touch it and you like just tell him how to do it. So you hold the sprouts. I'm not having Nicole Scherzinger hold a sprout.
God, these sprouts
are
huge.
Is. I know they're massive. I think they're organic.
So
what would you do? The cameras are on now. BBC.co.uk/Radio1.
Take a sprout. Now, so cup it and just giggle. Hee hee.
Wait, what's happening?
What a lovely sprout.
Oh, no, are we trying to sell the sprout?
You just try and teach him, yeah. So how do you do it?
Look at that sprout. And then I've noticed you lick it.
Well, you're not going to lick a sprout on the national
Chris,
radio.
You just licked that sprout right now.
I'm
not licking this sprout, you did.
But what face do you do if you can just try and like show him?
And you could be like, it's so cute.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like a little baby head of cabbage.
That's good. Now, Nicole, put the sprout down. Your hands are going to smell a sprout. Nicole shows it.
Chris, stop licking that sprout.
Yeah, okay, that's not working for you.
Abusing it.
Something else that Chris has been doing lately, he's done a vlog online, a beauty tips vlog, which is actually going really well. It's being really well received.
Lovely.
Well, I've noticed there's loads of these about, and people are earning good business from this, you know?
Yeah. So here's one of Chris's beauty vlogs.
I found this can. What I do with this is I just give it a spray under the left, spray under the right. Now, here's where I go a bit different. I also do the front. And controversially, the back, if you can. Spray liberally.
So that's Chris applying deodorant there.
What are you spraying?
Just a generic can of deodorant. But it's like this. So it's just people do these in their own bedrooms and they give these tips, but there's a couple of them.
They get millions and millions of hits.
So do you have a lot of hits?
I did all right. I mean, there's a girl called Zuella.
Wait, did you just put deodorant down your back?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
Well, yeah, no, that's the point. It was my my beauty tips. But it was great because then loads of people wrote comments and loads of people liked it on Facebook. Mm. But I haven't done a second video since.
Now, what I'd quite like to do is if you two could pop out there in a minute, you don't have to do much, just kind of give him advice. But he wants to do another one. And, like, let's face it, if you're involved, the hits will go
We were just thinking that
let's
maybe... And if I just explain to you some of my tips for getting ready in the morning.
Yeah.
Because we did tell everyone to freshen up for Nicole today.
Sure, I'll help you.
Would you mind?
Of course.
It'll be like 2 minutes.
Thank you. Yeah, it won't take long, Nicole. I'll just send you out there in a minute with him. But thank you very much.
That's great. I really thought that wasn't going to happen.
It's happening.
Look, she held a sprout, mate.
Yeah, well, you licked it. That was weird.
You licked it.
This is the best day ever.
It's a good day. It's a good day. And you're definitely not doing Strictly.
No, I'm not doing Strictly.
Well, why are there so many people here
not
telling us who it is? I know. Okay, right. Thank you very much, Nicole. Lovely to play your song on the rocks. Good luck with the October album and good luck with whatever it is over the holidays.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Thanks,
and
Scott.
Do keep looking out for the beauty vlog. We'll have it for you before the end of the show. This is Coldplay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy is back on Monday. And good morning, Craig Revel Horwood.
Good morning, darling.
How are you, darling?
Well, I'm absolutely fabulous, of course.
Good.
It's a lovely morning, too.
Yes. Craig is wearing, you can't see this, a fabulous T-shirt today, which says...
Strictly Come Dancing.
It says, well, choose SCD.
Yeah, choose
in glitter,
SCD.
Of course.
In glitter, of course, yes. It's all very Strictly, darling.
So, where are we at? So, we've got 9 people announced already.
Yes, which is very exciting, and some have great dance talent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting that, certainly, from people like Frankie, you know, from the Saturdays, of course, who, you know, is a pop princess, darling, and, of course, she's used to sort of step ball changing, as it were.
Right.
But there are people,
you
know, like Judy Murray, of course, who knows how to do a chasse, I expect, but I don't know whether she can put one foot in front of the other.
What's a chasse?
Oh, you must know what a chasse is, darling.
Know.
It's a step to the side. A step to the side with
a
little
skip-ish
type thing.
So Craig has been chosen to come in this morning because... what's Strictly been doing this year? Instead of going, ta-da, here's the whole lineup,
yes,
they've been kind of drip-feeding us, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, which I think is exciting. So sort of every couple of days, someone is announced, and I'm here to do that very announcement, which I'm desperately excited about.
It's quite nice that they've chosen Radio 1 to do it, isn't it, as well?
Well, it's quite nice that they've chosen me, darling, I thought. Actually.
To add to the excitement, Alice Levine is here, who's in for Fern today. Hi, Alice.
Hi, morning.
How exciting is this today?
Very exciting. It's a bit of a circus, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know whether you know anything about this, but the team are being absolutely ridiculous about the security around this. Is it true that all the contestants have got code names?
Yes, it is true.
But why?
It's to protect their names from the press, really.
Right.
So the announcements, you know, come as a surprise to people.
Okay.
And plus, they can talk very freely and openly, you know, in conversations at the BBC about that particular person without anybody knowing exactly who it is.
So what series of Strictly is this now?
This is Strictly 12.
12, okay. And are you pleased with the lineup this year? Let's go through who we've got. So announced on BBC Breakfast was Frankie from the Saturdays,
yeah.
Simon Webb from Blue, they did that on Good Morning Britain. Alison Hammond, love her,
yeah,
off this morning.
Love her.
Love her.
She's going to be great fun.
Judy Murray off of Andy, that was announced on the Twitter account.
Yes.
She'll be competitive, won't she?
She will.
Tom Evans from Rugby, Steve Backshaw, which a lot of people are excited about, off of Animals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a legend.
Yeah, he is a legend.
I like him, yeah.
Dr. Zoe from Casualty. You've got to have a soap star in there, haven't you, Craig?
You have to.
Oh, there's another one. Max from EastEnders.
Absolutely.
And Mark Wright is who they've got so far.
Is there anyone that you just write off from the start? You just don't like them from the start. They're not going to do anything right.
Yeah. There is normally, and then I'm pleasantly surprised. Well, like, there was Lisa Riley once, mm-hmm. and I sort of slated her from the beginning and just said to Robin Windsor, good luck, darling. And, and she honestly proved me completely wrong, but she turned out to be the most amazing dancer.
Good.
I mean, doing splits at Wembley, shaking the entire arena, darling. It was amazing, actually.
Who was last year's one where you were like, they're not going to be any good, and they turned out all right? Or maybe they didn't?
No, there weren't any last year.
No?
No.
Okay, cool. Right, so Alice doesn't know who it is. Chris doesn't know who
I'm
it is.
I'm fearful it's me and that's why I'm here. I can't
think
why else.
So they're here with you now, right?
Yes.
The person.
Yep.
Right, okay. So
they are indeed.
Craig has an envelope here, which
it's beautiful. It's
straight
gold.
Out of an 80s game show.
It is gorgeous.
And no glitter on it, though, which is a bit annoying.
No, but it's still a bit sparkly. It okay. is bright gold and delicious. And I'm now opening it.
Okay. So the person will walk in once we know. How exciting. Okay.
It's very exciting.
Okay, so this is the next person to be announced on Strictly Come Dancing.
I can announce that the 10th celebrity contestant for Strictly Come Dancing 2014, who, of course, will be dancing for me and my gorgeous fellow judges, is...
Wait for it. Do a Dermot O'Leary. Oh, sorry, wrong show. Wait for it.
Scott Mills.
No. That's actually happening.
Is this a wind-up?
No.
No. It's completely true.
Alice?
I don't know.
Now, here's the thing. You both think that this is a double bluff now, don't you? And it's like, okay, the actual person's going to walk in.
No.
I just hope.
I think this is you treating me like an idiot here again.
Why? Why do you think that?
Because it's the kind of thing you do.
What do you mean?
I'm looking at Karina, who has an important job, unlike you, Scott, at Radio 1. She looks very serious.
Yeah, might be happening.
But it could be the next person walking through the door. That's why Karina could be here. Or it might be me. But which is it?
He does have the moves.
Yeah, obviously.
No, I've seen him on Sport Relief, darling. He doesn't have the moves. Bouncing around like a kangaroo, I recall.
This is going to be fun, Craig.
Are you honestly doing Strictly?
Yes, I am.
Is that why you're so tanned? Is that why you're that colour?
I was this colour yesterday.
Is that why you're wearing a shirt?
Yes. That's right. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, an open neck shirt.
Yeah. Right, so that's happening. And the training starts really soon. I'm really scared.
No, you can't dance!
I know!
Yes.
But I want to learn. Look at Alice's face. She's
I'm appalled.
Why are you appalled?
You only told me 2 weeks ago that... Because we had a discussion about this. Do you remember? And,
yes.
And you were like, no.
I honestly have kept this a secret.
You lied to your colleagues.
I've kept this a secret for months.
You're an awful liar, though.
And months. It's been so hard. It's so hard. Because people go, are you doing it? No.
But that does explain why you've been wearing all those funny clothes. Like all those really... Oh...
No, that's just normal.
That's just your clothes. Okay.
Oh, cow. Right, anyway, let's let that sink in. Craig's going to... Are you up for Inuit Bingo today, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, my God,
we're doing that
amazing.
As well?
Yes, I'm doing that. I don't know what that
is.
This is weird.
Right, okay.
Why do I feel stressed by this?
I'm stressed. Let's play a song and let's let it all sink in. Here we go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice, how are you feeling?
I feel... just so deceived. No, I actually can't believe it. You just said, when we went to that thing the other day, I just came back, just covered in glitter. So this has been going on for ages.
For months.
You've been at it for ages, haven't you?
Well,
you haven't.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
No, because as Craig will know, you're not actually allowed to be at it until, next week.
Exactly.
Oh, you've got to have a ban on... You're not allowed to dance at all.
And believe me, I haven't been.
It's definitely happening. I've just looked at the...
it's on their Twitter.
Strictly Come Dancing Twitter, yeah, and there's an actual...
This is not a prank.
...picture of you in front, a proper picture. I know this all sounds weird, but there's a proper picture of you there.
What do you mean a proper picture?
I mean, you're actually doing it.
That's when I went to them last week.
On a red velvet curtain,
that's
yeah.
right, yeah. There's so much glitter, I'm so excited.
So is that true? You're not allowed to dance until in a week's time? Not even sway your hips?
I don't even think...
Oh,
I don't.
He'll be at it in the mirror, you know it.
Can you just do the, hands in the air?
I don't know whether that's an official rule, but obviously I don't know who my dancing partner is yet.
Do you not?
No. They don't tell you, do they, Colin?
No, I don't know either. I only find out on the
Do you really not
date.
Know? Is this
no,
a house
I don't.
Of lies?
No, it's not. No, I really don't know.
Only, right, okay, I've deceived you all for a long time, but it's because I was sworn to secrecy. I've seriously, okay, can I let you into a secret? Like, about a month ago, I was told with my code name to turn up to this random hotel room just down the road from Radio 1. A hotel I'd never been to before, and they were like, let's say it was...
Love that you didn't question it. Yeah, I'll just go to a random hotel room.
No, I already knew that it was happening.
Oh, sure.
So they were like, code name, can you go to this hotel on this day at 11 a.m? And I was like, sure. I get there, and I say the code name. I'm not even joking, this is James Bond stuff. And they go, okay, straight to room 408, please. And I knock on the door. Open the door. There's a woman stood there with a tape measure, ready to measure me for my Latin trousers. I'm not even joking you.
Are you just... I just need to check. Sorry, little admin. Radio show-wise, still on?
That's still on. Yep, still be doing that.
Right.
So we'll be talking about it a lot, I imagine.
Oh, my God, and you'll do those training videos.
Yes. See, it's sinking in now.
Oh, yes. Can I be in one of... Can I come visit?
Yeah, come visit, yeah.
Can I be a talking head?
If you want. Craig, I am so excited about this, but I'm so... I'm actually shaking.
I can see that. So, I don't know why. I mean, your performance, you know, so far to date, you know, that I've seen on Sports Relief has been, you know, phenomenal.
Yeah.
So,
oh, no.
I think you'll be in good judgment.
Do you know what, though? I feel like already, like, it probably won't play out for the show, but I feel that I've got a bit of a head start because today... Craig and I have been really nice to each other. Now, that could stop in a few weeks.
It will, I can guarantee
He'll
it.
Drop you like your heart, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay, no.
So this is like false friends.
Yeah,
right now.
Absolutely.
So should we
when you do that paso doble, like,
the calm before the storm.
Should we be paying Craig or something like that? Is Innuendo Bingo a good idea? This is what I'm thinking now.
I think it's great of Craig to put himself forward for Innuendo Bingo, even though I'm not quite sure he knows what it is. So I think what you should do now, maybe, Chris, is show Craig the previous videos with people like Gerard Butler, Will Ferrell, Hugh Jackman, just to see, let him see what it's like.
It is fabulous, darling.
Because this is coming up. This is coming up at 9:45 this morning. And I want this Innuendo Bingo to be for all of the previous Strictly contestants that have had the wrath of Craig over the years. 11 seasons, about to be 12, myself included. And that's coming up at 9:45 this morning. That's definitely going to be one to watch on the Radio 1 website, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It is time to turn on the cameras.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's an honour to have Craig Revel-Horwood from Strictly Come Dancing on today's Innuendo Bingo. Earlier, Craig revealed that the 10th Strictly contestant for this year's series is me! Ha! So, we're celebrating by playing Innuendo Bingo today. Craig hasn't seen any of the videos because he doesn't know what to expect. Warn him about the cold water thing at first, please.
The first bit of water on your face. I mean, it's always the deepest. Just take it like a man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, don't swear, because sometimes it can be a little bit shocking.
Right.
I can't believe this is actually happening. This is so exciting. Okay, thank you for doing this, Craig. And let's get on with the innuendos then. Water,
cheers,
please.
There we go.
Lots of it. Let's not hold back today. Now, we start with the weekend's Gardener's World. Now, Becky in Didcot spotted this one. And presenter Monty Don can't help but stare at what's in front of him.
I am so impressed with your melons. Look at them.
That's really uncalled for.
Oh no, we're gonna lose him. Oh no, he's gonna be vile to me for the whole series. It's him doing it, not me.
You've had it.
Oh, I really have.
It's your name.
I'm never coming
door,
on this
Scott.
Show ever again.
So impressed with your melons. Look at them.
There we are. Becky and Dorset. Becky and Dorset saw that one happen. Get him back, Craig. Now to an episode of Come Dine With Me. It's from last weekend. And after a promising start, the relationship between these two contestants goes downhill when one of them makes a bit of a faux pas. Listen to this.
It looked nice when it came out.
Good start.
Except he left two cocktail sticks in my chicken.
Oh, dear.
He should have double-checked his meat before he took it out. It was too much.
Talk about easily offended.
They just met. It was a bit too much. I'm sorry, Craig. That was a double spurt there.
The cocktail sticks got me, darling.
I know. They just met.
He should have double checked his meat before he took it out. It was too much.
I know. Sometimes it just is. That's from Glenn in Derby, that one. Okay, let's move on. Oh, Craig got wet. Okay, so we've been going through the Innuendo Bingo archives for this next clip. Now, on Strictly, Craig, we know that you are always squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm.
But on Strictly It Takes Two, however, oh, my God, they're always at it. Here's Zoe Ball asking a question that I don't think this guest saw coming at all.
Have you ever tried to do a load of drunken sailors all in a row before?
Yes.
Sorry, it's right, Chris, I know that the...
That went right on your crotch.
I know that, like, you're used to doing this, but just remember what's going to happen over the next few weeks. And remember who's going to be in charge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
This is really uncomfortable.
I know, I'm sorry. Where is it wettest right now, Craig Weber-Horwood?
Right round.
What a question.
My navel, darling, my navel.
And now over to the European Swimming Championships. Quite refreshing first thing, though, isn't it? And BBC Two is where they were at the weekend, the Swimming Championships. It's a bad news, I'm afraid, for the poor commentators, as the 200 metres is won by a German man, I don't know whether you saw it, and his name is Marco Kopp. So just to warn you.
That is repulsive.
He just called you repulsive.
It's an honour.
I know. Okay, just brace yourselves now. You know what's coming. Here we go. Over to Marco, Chris. Marco and the Swimming Championships. You know what's coming now, so it shouldn't make you laugh.
Top five in the world this year. It's a shame for Ross Murdoch, but you have to take your hat off to Cox.
I won't swear then.
I know, it's hard not to
that
sometimes.
That wasn't even funny.
You have to take your hat off to Cox.
Sometimes you just have to. Sometimes you just have to. Okay, next. Thanks very much to Dan and Sheffield for emailing that one, by the way. If you want to email them in, it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now off to the Vanessa Feltz show, previous Strictly contestant, on BBC Radio 2. And Vanessa's trying to get her head down and do some work, but there is a producer just in the studio acting most inappropriately. You ready, Craig?
Yeah.
Producer Carmella comes right in this morning and immediately shows me her meringues. I didn't even ask to see them. She said, look at these. Look at my meringues. They were perfect. I must admit, I had to say, they are perfect, because they were. When a woman has perfect meringues, it would be churlish not to say so. She might even already have posted them on our Facebook page. You're about to. She's going to do it.
Well, fine. No, I'm not sure a producer should be putting that on her Facebook page. But thank you very much to Michael. He heard that one happen.
She might even already have posted them on our Facebook page. You're about to. She's going to do it.
Okay, not even a murmur or a twitch of water there from Vanessa's one. So let's go for one of our favourites from last week's bingo now. And on Pointless, the pitch around is proving quite tricky for one of the contestants as they try to work out if they really are being shown what they think they're being shown. I really, really hope not.
Be Neptune, say Nick and Andrew. Be Neptune. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said it.
No!
And Nick, it's not Neptune, that is actually a picture of Uranus.
No.
Did that actually go to Ab?
That was on A.
And that is actually a picture of Uranus.
Okay, got a couple of couple of other ones now.
I feel like I'm representing everyone that's been hated on that show. And probably you in the future.
Possibly, yes. Okay, over to location, location, location now. Not long to go, Craig. I know you're hating every second.
I am.
And now, I don't think this bit was meant to go out on TV, but here is Kirsty Allstop telling, Allsop even, telling these two contestants to say something before she gets all overexcited.
Gents, we are in an eel and pie house. Sum up what you're looking for before I open my pie hole too wide.
Kirsty Allsop.
Before I open my pie hole too wide.
Too wide.
Too much, darling. Too much.
Oh, Megan in County Durham said she didn't watch it long enough. She couldn't find out if she did actually open her pie hole or not.
Oh, it's wet today.
It's really
okay.
Through.
Here we go. A few more. No, two more. a show now called Animal Saints and Sinners. And here's an animal inspector describing what happened in quite vague terms to avoid upsetting everybody.
We've gone round to assess them, and one of them did actually try to attack us. One of them's also bitten the caretaker in the communal area.
Oh. Not in the communal area.
One of them's also bitten the caretaker in the communal area.
Poor caretaker. And finally...
Old Jim.
Now, while preparing for her appearance on a massive Saturday night TV show, and in fact, the biggest show on TV, Vanessa Feltz shows Voice of the Bulls, Alan Dedicott, something that he really was not expecting at that time of the morning.
Golden, it's 6 minutes past six, and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicott came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicott, and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Oh, he threw it at you. Yes, Craig! Yes, Craig!
And shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha. Thank you very much, Craig Riverhorwood. You are a ledge, and that was today's innuendo bingo. How good was that, everybody? Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And next time I see you, you're behind a desk.
Yes.
Oh, God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Chris has done a beauty vlog with Nicole Scherzinger watching him. That's on tomorrow's show. It's quite something. And also, Alex from All Time Low is popping in for a chat. Join us tomorrow morning from 6:30. Scott.